The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Right, first week back after the new year, and what a week we had on The Breakfast Show. On Monday, we were gearing up for the big Capital of Culture events for the forthcoming weekend, especially Liverpool the Musical. We had tickets to give away to the big concert, and we decided to make people sing for them. They had to sing songs from big musicals, and Kev had to guess the song, but it wasn't as easy as it sounded. Have a listen.
European Capital of Culture 2008. Liverpool.
Now, every day this week, giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets for the Capital of Culture opening ceremony, Liverpool the Musical. The greatest story ever told, taking place at the Echo Arena at 20:08 p.m. on Saturday, the 12th of Jan, 2008. We've got three people hanging on. What you've got to do in order to win a pair of tickets is sing me a famous song. We'll give you 10 seconds. Sing a famous song from any musical you like. If I guess it, within the 10 seconds, you can have the ticket. If I don't guess it, it's just one of those things, unfortunately. You know, I should be able to get it because you know how up I am on musicals. Oh, dear. All right, our first caller this morning is in Wallasey. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
Cold.
Yeah.
It's
a bit windy this morning. Happy New Year, Mark.
And you too.
Going to give you 10 seconds to sing any song from any musical. If I get it, the tickets are yours. If I don't, unfortunately, it's adios. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
When you're ready.
Put him in a ring, Joe, let me have a swing. Put him in a ring, Joe, let me have a swing. Well, you might as well quit if you haven't got it. It's all in over.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't know any of it.
Bugsy Malone.
What?
Bugsy Malone.
Oh, of course it was, yes. Oh, damn. Sorry, Mark, didn't get it.
Well,
you came with nothing, you're going home with nothing.
That's the way it goes.
All the best, Mark.
And you too, mate. Cheers.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Shut up.
Caller two in Norris Green. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Right.
Just apologise in advance for anyone who's got sound problems with their ears, because you will have after this. So.
All right. Away you go. 10 seconds and your own time start.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase.
All right, well done. That's good. I like that.
It was good.
Once again, I haven't got a clue.
Never mind.
Oh, Michelle, what was it?
Lion King love.
Lion King. All right. I do apologise, Michelle.
No
but
worries.
Lovely having you talking on the radio, singing on the radio. Cheers, Michelle. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, bye. Let's go to our third and final caller this morning. If we don't get this one, then we'll give them away tomorrow. I'll have two pairs tomorrow. Phil in West Army. Morning, Phil.
Hi, Kev. You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
Good. Happy New Year to you.
And you.
Right, 10 seconds, like the other two.
Okay.
Sing a song for a famous musical. If we get it, then you've won a pair of tickets. Away you go.
Okay. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise, don't keep your distance.
Whee!
I like that one.
I think I know that one. I think I know that one. It's from Evita, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
Whee! Well done.
Fantastic. I remember reading in the news when that first came out, it said that Madonna was coming over here to rehearse for Evita, and I thought, well, why can't Evita rehearse for herself? Anyway, Phil, congratulations. You've won yourself a pair of tickets for Liverpool, the musical, the greatest story ever told, this Saturday.
That's amazing. Can I say a couple of hellos, please?
Of course you can, Phil.
Can I say hello to Bex and Sean and Tash and all the kids in Merchant Taylor's junior school who go back to school tomorrow. Hi, see you tomorrow morning. And Karen, my missus, and all sorts of people, anyone else who knows me.
Fantastic, Phil. Congratulations. You enjoy the musical at the weekend and have a nice day today.
You're a star. Cheers, Kev.
Cheers, Phil. All the best, mate.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. There we go. That's how you win. If you want to win tomorrow morning, same time, same place, same rules.
Proudly supporting Liverpool as European Capital of Culture 2008. Radio City 96.7.
On Tuesday, the lovely Trisha Goddard paid us a visit, and to say she made Kev sweat is an understatement. Just have a listen. You almost feel sorry for him. Almost.
Now, I'm slightly nervous because you do feature the lie detector test on your show.
Yeah, you're only slightly nervous.
I'm very nervous. I'm very, very nervous.
Because you don't know what we're going to ask you, do you?
No, exactly. So you're gonna do it now?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, hang on. Let's make it really suspensey here. I'm very nervous. So there'll be a sounder. If I tell the truth, there'll be a normal sounder. And if I'm telling lies, You'll hear the usual...
You're stuttering.
I know.
Worry.
Hang on, just give me a moment. I will tell the truth. I will.
And you can't beat the lie.
And I will fool the machine.
You will not. They always think they can. Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Kev, have you ever been unfaithful with a man or a woman?
Can you not put that... How many questions are you going to ask me?
Ten. Have you ever been unfaithful with a man or woman? Or a dog.
Or a hamster.
Oh, you so have. You haven't even said anything.
Yes, okay, yeah, yes.
You're telling the truth. You're cheating so-and-so. Do you or have you ever fancied anyone at work? He doesn't even have to say anything.
I know, yes.
Oh, who's that? Can we say it?
Oh, that would be telling.
Or is it your producer?
You've got no chance, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Right. Now, have you ever fancied anybody on The Breakfast Show?
No.
You're lying. You're mad for the producer.
It's Liam.
Liam. We've outed you as well. All right. Do you drink more than 10 units of alcohol a week?
Is that the average what you're supposed to have, or the safe limit?
No, that would, well, more than 10 units. I think it's 2 units a day for it. Mm.
Do I drink more than that? Yes, I suppose I do, yeah.
Yeah, he's telling the truth, we know that. Have you ever gone back on a promise?
Yeah.
No.
That's a lie. Listen, if you've cheated on someone, you must have promised them to be faithful in the first bit. Yeah, so if you cheated on them, of course you have.
Yeah, probably right, yeah.
Liar, handsome fire. Now, have you ever fancied your friend's mum?
Oh my God.
Have there been that many MILFs?
I think I have.
Yay, oh God, can we say who?
No.
Let's
not.
Just the first name. First name of the friend. What did the friend's name start with? A, B,
no,
C, it's going to be a long
it's
show.
Near the end of the alphabet.
Z, W?
It's William, yeah.
William, was his name William?
No, I can't tell you that.
So you had the hots for William's mum?
No, not William, no.
Oh, it wasn't William?
No, it wasn't William, no.
Did it begin with W, though?
It might have done, yeah.
So it was. What was his name? Will? What's another?
No, move on now. Next question.
Oh, there's mothers all over the
country. I'm sweating comedy. Look at this.
Right. Number 7. Have you ever lied to your boss?
Yeah.
We knew that one. These are easy. Right, this is a really tough one. Have you ever not washed your hands after going to the toilet?
I'm quite strict on that kind of thing, to be honest with you. No. Oh, get out of it!
And whose sandwich did you make right after? Yeah. Now, you've got 2 more.
Okay.
Do you sing love songs on your own at home?
Tell the truth. Yeah, you know you like Leona Lewis.
Yes, but I think I do, yes.
Yes, that's right. You're okay. A sad ho.
Yes.
Sad ho. And last but not least, have you ever had shenanigans with a taken woman? Oh. I didn't write these questions, but...
I wonder who did. Diesel. Have I ever...
You've gone very pink.
I know. I know.
That'll be a yes.
I think I have, yes.
Oh.
That's awful.
Kev, when is the book?
Now, that
so
would be telling.
So going to buy the book. Is this, was this taken... I know, this taken woman was the mother of your friend. Named again with W.
That's right, yeah. It was
Does
her,
his
yeah.
dad know?
Well, he'd left the country.
Are you still going around to this friend's
no,
house?
No, it was when I was very young. Well, I was about 18.
You were 18, you had an affair with your friend.
No, get out of it. That's
and the dad doesn't know yet, but he does now. So anyone beginning with W, if your son knew Kev when you were growing up, look at your mum in a different light.
Who's interviewing who here? Stop it.
Traffic update with Cam Solicitors.
It's a bad move, this. They're never coming in again. Never had a guest ever make me feel like this before.
You are sweating. Look at the little bees in this.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm going to have you, W's mum, and dad, and W all on the show.
Oh, my God.
On Wednesday, after Trish's visit, we decided it was time for us all to fess up. Kev wanted to hear listeners' confessions, things people's partners didn't necessarily know about them, and boy, is it juicy.
This morning, we'd like, following the what happened yesterday with Trisha, she put me through a lie detector test live, and it was awful. This morning, I thought we'd ask you to tell us a secret that your partner doesn't know. You remain anonymous. We'll read some of them out. I've got some of them here. I used my girlfriend's engagement ring money to bet on Liverpool beat Wigan, which is why she's my girlfriend, because they drew 1-1 and she doesn't know.
Oh my God.
Another one, I've got a massive crush on someone that I know.
What?
This is a text that's come in. Someone's got a massive crush on someone, but the partner doesn't know. Another one, I threw my ex-partner's season ticket away when it arrived in the post, but then denied any knowledge of it.
Well done.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Let me just change that. Okay. Right, what else we got? Let's come in here. I've sold the dog and she doesn't know. She thinks it's gone missing. That's awful. Another one here. I had a Viagra last night. Boy, it was good, someone's put here. Another one, I owe $3,000. My husband would kill me if he found out. Luminal, there we go. Probably a lot of people like that, especially this time of year. There's lots of ones that I think people just take in the mickey here, with mentioning people's names and stuff, which I'm not going to mention. Where are we? Oh, yeah, this was a good one. All right, Mike, Kev, my bird doesn't know I'm going to Amsterdam this weekend. She thinks I'm working down south.
Do you know, how is he going to get away with that? Because when you ring the phone, it's going to go...
Well, I know.
International.
You'll have to switch it off. Just text.
Another one, I've recently started talking to an ex-boyfriend who he can't stand. I've been with my husband for 12 years, so he's from the past. Another one here. I wear my girlfriend's underwear, it says here.
Don't we all?
Another one, I'm really a woman in a man's body. And the other one from earlier, I have 4 front false teeth. This is unbelievable. I got a baby to another girl. Someone has texted in here.
And she doesn't know.
Yeah. He thinks I packed in smoke in New Year, but I'm eating polos by the minute. Another one. We'll do some more of those in a moment. I've been sleeping with another girl, Kev. There's probably loads of them that are going on, loads of them. Text us yours in now. We'd like to know a secret that your partner doesn't know. Remain anonymous. And hi, Liam.
Oh, hi.
Great to be here.
Remain anonymous, okay? Don't put the name on and we'll read them out. We want to know a secret that your partner doesn't know. Please start your text off with City and fire it off to 61025. We'll get one off you and you, Nat. But we're just right. We won't say. We'll just throw it in the mix with everyone else's, okay? We'll find out. And I promise you, I won't mention any names.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
There's a slight problem here. What you just said there, Liam, about people will know by saying girl or boy.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, and I said partner, so really anyone's here that say partner.
No, everyone's changed them now to partner.
Yeah, so now anyone that say partner could be one of yours. There's a few.
Why don't we change them all to partner? As you're reading them out, you edit as you go along and change the word boyfriend or girlfriend to partner.
Okay.
You trust him.
I've got a right sweat on.
Okay.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah.
It's getting
right,
hot
here we go.
In here.
All right, I'm gonna read out some of the ones that I've got, and I'll throw yours in the mix as well. I'm having an affair with his brother, is one that's come in. I like getting seedy in the morning too. Morning, Maria. I banged into her car, but didn't tell her. I can't read your writing here, Liam. I think you've written it. I've snogged her best mate. Oh. No, I'm only joking. Someone has written that, though. Okay. We had a big argument once, so I was so angry that I dipped my partner's toothbrush in the toilet, threw it in the bin, took it back out, dipped it in the fish tank, and then put it back. That's off someone this morning. I actually hate my partner and I can't wait to get rid of her. I accidentally read my partner's emails last week. My partner left himself logged. Left himself logged on the home computer. I've got an STD and haven't told my partner.
Oh, that's no laughing matter.
That's not a laughing matter. I actually hate my partner can't wait to get rid. Got that one? There's a few of them, actually.
It's terrible. That is just
that's from all of us.
You know?
My partner doesn't know our cat's pregnant. He thinks it's a boy.
That's hilarious.
It was before I was seeing my current partner, but I once slept with one of their friends. Okay, what else have we got here? Let me see. Let me just take a few more. Remember, I can tell you that I've already included some of the crew in these so far. I spend lots of money on porn and watch it before my partner comes home from work.
Please all.
That stuck out a mile.
Be quiet, that's not me.
I regularly met up with an ex whilst at uni away from home.
Liam.
I've cheated on my partner with 6 people and one was brother.
Kevin.
I'm have been having an affair with the missus's mum. It's me again.
How many did you write?
Yes. I accidentally spilled coffee over my partner's laptop computer. He doesn't know. He thinks that it just packed up.
I've done that.
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend thinks I'm a girl. It's going to be our first night tonight. What a surprise. My God. I'm sleeping with my girl. I used to sleep with her mum. Now it's with her sister.
Keep it in the family, then.
A while ago, my fella deleted a number from my phone. The number was an ex of mine whom I've known since childhood, and we're still friends. But it says, what my fella, but I haven't got the rest of the text now. What my fella doesn't know this.
Oh, fill in the blanks.
That's it, really. There we go. So the crew all involved in...
Did you read all of ours in that one? Yeah.
Oh, obviously I've not read yours.
No, you have.
Have I?
I was just making sure you read everyone else. I thought that was Liam's. Which one?
Is yours the one with the rugby team?
Oh, he knows about that.
Because he's the flanker.
Traffic update with
Ann
Solicitors.
I was the hooker.
You said it, babe.
Our favourite day of the week arrived, Friday, and it was a busy one as it was official opening for Liverpool's capital of culture. Kev spoke to lots of local celebrities asking what it all meant to them, and one of Liverpool's favourites spoke to us, Herbert. Kev also played a trick on a Manchester station, so take a listen. Very entertaining.
European Capital of Culture 2008. Liverpool.
How do we get one of that N3, isn't it? Got the other two numbers, but not that one. 26 minutes past nine. Good morning, it's Kev and the crew till 10 o'clock. One of Liverpool's finest, one of my favourite friends. I hope you haven't stretched my jeans.
I haven't. Happy New Year, Kev.
Happy New Year, Herbert.
Yeah, and have you promoted me?
I'm always promoting you.
No, you promoted me from 7:10 in the morning.
Yes.
Until after 9. I think it's a better slot for me.
Well, which slot do you prefer?
I prefer this slot, actually, to be quite honest with you.
But to be honest, my peak audience, when we've got 1.5 million people listening, that's between 7 and 9.
Oh, well, why have you promoted me then?
We have promoted. We've been talking about you all morning.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay. You know, I am part of the capital of culture. You know that. You do know that, don't you?
And you're happy to give us your mobile number as well, aren't you?
Always. You know, I'm like Pete Price. I want as many people who can ring me as possible. But I don't make the same amount of money as he does. I haven't got it clocked up, you know, with the GPO. Are you all right this morning?
Yes, we're fine. The last time I saw you was New Year's Eve. We had a bit of a party, then we went back to your place.
That's right.
A gang of us, and we had lots of fun, and you were packing to go on your cruise.
On that dreadful cruise, which had just jumped off.
Was it crap?
Oh, it was dreadful. Well, you've no idea, Kevin. It's a whole programme in itself.
Yeah, well, you know what? I told you before you got on the boat, I told you that, didn't I? Because all it does is it goes over to Birkenhead and it comes back to Liverpool. And over to Birkenhead and back to Liverpool. I told you you'd get bored.
I did when I did open the case. I found a few Christmas toys that you'd packed for me, which is wonderful. Yeah. I didn't pack any clothes to go out in the cold weather, so I was freezing.
Yeah.
And if it had had your way, there'd have been everything that in my apartment could have gone in it, besides my clothes.
Well, yeah, what happened? Let me explain. We were in Herbert's apartment on New Year's Eve. We all went back for a bit of a shindy. And he had his two cases in the front room there. And,
there's only one room.
What?
There's only one room.
Well, I know, but it's at the front, isn't it? So he had his suitcase already packed, already organised, as he is. And every time he went out the room, I was grabbing something, like any of the ornaments and any little things, and shoving them in his case.
So you that when he got there. You put your friend in it at one particular time.
I forgot about that. Yeah, when he went into the bathroom, one of my mates was actually in your case.
That's right.
And you were happy about that, weren't you?
Well, not really. Not the worst position he was in. No, not at all.
It was very, very funny.
We did enjoy it. It was great, wasn't it?
And then I went missing, didn't I, to the bathroom, and I come back with a pair of your jeans on that you'd packed in. I can't even believe I fitted into them. They were like spray-on jeans.
They look great on you, to be quite honest with you. They won't fit me now. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got one of these kids looks that, you know, you can see this builder's bum at the back now.
Well, do you know what? When I first put your jeans on, I thought I was going to... I don't know what they said to you on the night. It felt like the dance floor had gone in them. Because there was definitely no ballroom.
Well, you looked all right in them anyway. You did, okay?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Herbert. Welcome home. Now, listen, I need to cough. Hang on.
You're about to soak.
Oh, I've got a really, yeah. You know what, when you cough and it hurts your chest?
Yeah, I've got about those, haven't you?
That night you got the spoon out and said, cough. It's never been the same since. Excuse me. Anyway, so the reason why I'm ringing is not to talk about New Year's Eve. Tell me about what capital culture means to you, Herbert.
Well, I put a few things down, actually, while I was waiting for you to telephone me. But I think it's a double whammy, to be quite honest with you, because there's a European capital of culture, but it's happened at the same time as we've got the new Liverpool one, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Which is absolutely really exciting. And I think people get mixed up between the two. You know, I think they more or less join it together as if it was the one thing. But the capital of culture is totally different. I think it's a recognition, really. I said to everybody, it's the capital of the world for me. Do you know what I mean? I love this city. I always have done. So I think it's all the different things that I love about the city. There's the character of the city. There's the vibrance of the city, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got the youth of the city, the humour of the city, the humility of the city. We laugh at ourselves. We've got a great determination as a city. There's a great spirit in the city. There's tremendous opportunities in our city.
There's sex in the city.
There's sex in the city. Hang on, I haven't finished yet. Okay, I've got another 3 pages.
Go on.
We've got the characters, haven't we?
Yes.
There's loads of characters, and you're one of them.
Thank you.
We've got a fantastic waterfront, which I don't think we've ever taken advantage of. You know, when they were building hotels in Liverpool, say for argument's sake, the Moat House and places like that, I could never understand why they never did. You know, like a dinner dancing place or a nightclub on the top floor.
Yeah.
You know, or a restaurant on the top floor of these restaurants, of these hotels. They used to always put them in the basement or the ground floor. Whereas if they'd have put them on the fifth floor, people would have got a fantastic view of our waterfront.
Awesome.
And, you know, if you, no matter what city you go to in the world, you'll always see a panoramic view of their waterfront. So I don't really think we've ever taken much notice of what we've got, really.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, I'm going back. Now, there's a treble whammy for me. I'll tell you what it is.
It would be, wouldn't it? Go on.
The treble whammy is I've done 50 years in hairdressing this year.
Really? Well, congratulations.
Well, I know it's a big congratulations. I mean, I started when on the 21st of September, 50 years ago, and I started with my apprenticeship. But when I look at everything now in Liverpool, it seems to have gone back to the way when I was an apprentice and I was in Hills in Bow Street, which those days, Kev, I used to take the poodles up and down Bow Street for Lady Derby and Lady Pilkington.
Really?
And the Larranaga Shipping Company used to come in, Mrs. Larranaga. And then you'd have all the Cunard line, you'd have the CPR line, you'd have the American Shipping Company. And they were all across our waterfront. So those days we used to do all the cocktail parties, you know, we'd have to do all the hairdressing for the cocktail parties, for the captain's cocktail parties. We might have five big liners in them.
Yeah.
So the waterfront was dead exciting. So now to me, 50 years later, you know, say history repeats itself.
Yes.
But it seems to have done so. And I think to myself, you know, it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And I can understand why, because if you remember, you won't remember, but we were going to be the capital of Great Britain at one particular time.
Right.
It wasn't London, it was Liverpool at one particular time. And if you look at London now, then they say that two-thirds of the business people in London originated from Merseyside.
Really?
So if you, so if you look at things like all the business that we've always contributed towards this country, and but besides that, all the entertainers, you know, and the hairdressing salons, you know, and all these new things that are coming into to Liverpool, it deserves to be, you know, the European capital of culture. But I just worry about, you know, the minority of, and I have to say this, the minority of Liverpool, because I love Liverpool people, and I wouldn't, and that's why I've stayed in Liverpool, and most of us have, you know, we've never emigrated, we've never moved to London, even though we've done very well. We've stayed because there's a heart in this city that you'll never find in any other city. I really mean that. And you've never moved out, mind you, would you get a job anywhere else?
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, it takes you 4 hours to get your hair washed at Herbert's, because that's what he talks about when he's getting your hair washed.
And tonight, I'm going, they've asked me, which I'm really thrilled, they've asked me would I come out at the, you know, St George's Hall?
Yes.
With all the faces of Liverpool, so.
Really?
I'm really pleased about that.
Fantastic.
So, you know, it's a little bit of an accolade. I think it's marvellous. So I'm going to walk out, and I'm walking out in, if it's going on television, they say you walk out the snow, the dry eyes.
Yes.
What's you going to be tonight? You know?
Tonight, Matthew.
So, yes, Matthew. So I'm going to walk out. I've got this pink diamond suit. I said, no, right. You're going to die. I said, I think I'll have to wear this.
Yes.
And then I've got a black and white, full length, spotted overcoat that looks like Cruella de Vil. And then I've got me pink umbrella with Herbert of Liverpool on. Yes. So I'm going to look a right Charlie, but I'm not bothered.
No, you don't give a damn what people think.
Why should
it's
I?
A good job, really.
I've done my life, isn't it? It's what I've done. Don't hurt anybody in dressing the clothes I do.
Okay.
And I love dressing the way I do, so, you know. But Liverpool, capital of culture, Kev, is a big thing for the city, but we deserve it.
Yeah, we really do.
And you know, I went to the Fact Cinema. I know I'm going on a bit.
You are a little bit, yeah.
I'm not bothered. And Grosvenor and everybody, you know, all the people from Liverpool went.
Yeah.
And they were showing you what they're doing for the capital of culture. And you know where people think, oh, gosh, there's nothing going to be happening or what's happening. They'll never get it together. They've organised it brilliantly. I was flabbergasted at the things that are happening.
Yeah.
So, happy European Capital of Culture New Year, Kevin.
Yes, and the same to you.
Happy Liverpool 1.
Yeah.
Here, Kevin.
Yes.
And a happy 50th anniversary to Herbert of Liverpool, Kevin. Thank you very much.
I think
much.
He deserves a round of applause for that. Well done, Herbert.
Thank you, don't you?
Fantastic.
And well, Kevin, I really am delighted I have a friend like you. You are something very special, and you mean so much to me. And thank you very much for bringing me on your programme.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. And you know what you said? The people have never taken advantage of the waterfront. I don't know whether you remember, but my dad did. Because when I was three, he taught me how to swim on the Liverpool waterfront. He actually threw me in the Mersey when I was only 3 years of age.
Did he?
Yeah, the hardest bit was getting out of the sack. Herbert.
What about my joke?
Go on, what's your joke?
What about the woman with five legs?
Go on.
A knicker fitted her like a glove.
Have a nice day, Herbert.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you later.
Proudly supporting bye-bye. Liverpool as European Capital of Culture 2008. Radio City 96.7.
Slightly longer than we expected. He does go on a bit, but he's a great guy and he's very interesting. Right, that's it from me. Have a nice day. I'll be back on Monday.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
My spy, one of my little spies this morning, gave me a little phone call to tell us that a radio station in Manchester was slagging Liverpool off.
No way.
Naughty.
Yeah. Slagging Liverpool off and the capital of culture.
It's not the station named after a bar of chocolate, was it?
I can't really say, Simon.
That's sickly, that chocolate.
There's Kit Kat really FM. You could hear a monkey in the background playing the drums. So we decided to get Peggy to phone up to find out what the blazes they've been saying.
Hello.
Hello, love.
Hello, who's that?
It's Peggy here, dear.
Hiya, Peggy, all right?
I'm very well. Is that, what is that? A romp?
Give it here, Peggy. Come on.
Oh, who's that?
Kev Seed, you plonker.
Is it really?
Yes, it is, yeah.
No way.
Are you all right?
Yes, spot up.
Oh, well, we're going to ask you what your thoughts were on the capital of culture in Liverpool.
I can pass you on to someone who might give you some advice.
Who?
Give you his opinion. Stand up.
Yeah.
You wanted.
Are you all right?
What are your thoughts on capital of culture for Liverpool?
Well, congratulations on getting it. Well done.
Is that it?
Well, no. I don't really have any other thoughts about that. The only other thought I've got is maybe... it would probably be a good thing for you. You might actually catch up with Manchester.
You reckon?
You know, you might get your city, might get there right on the map. Maybe it might inspire Liverpool's football team to start performing a bit better. Maybe Everton will win the first trophy since the 80s.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody might say to you, it's a good time to maybe stop wearing the curly hair and the tassies.
Calm down.
Yeah, just calm down. We were only having a laugh. Calm down, calm down.
Fantastic. Thank you for your comments.
All right, Kev.
Take
bye.
It easy. Cheers.
Aww.
Give it here, Peggy. Come on. Terrible, eh? Terrible. Jealousy's a dreadful
it
thing.
It is a horrible thing.
That guy sounded really, really bright, didn't he?
I know.
Has he got a brain cell that's still actually working?
No, he lives in Manchester.
he should not. He'll probably just disappointed and a bit sad this morning because it's raining again.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.